Speaking of the majors, we may get an early look at one of the Cox Plate contenders at Moonee Valley on Saturday, because Forgot You makes his return to his favourite track. He's 3 from 3 at the Valley, and Trent Busserton joins us. He'd be very happy to make it 4 from 4 on Saturday. How are you, Trent?
Good, thank you, Michael. How's things, mate?
Very well indeed. Forgot You, taking the softer approach on Saturday, a minor type of race when it's only 1,500 metres, and he could probably get into a listed or a group race to kick off the campaign. Was it always the plan to head to a race like this at his favourite track, the Valley, with the Cox Plate in the back of your mind?
Oh, I was going to run him in the sort of the open handicap next week in the Mimsy day. Like, you could run him in the Mimsy, but the reality is he's not sharp enough to win it. And this race just fit in better that gives us 2 weeks into the Phenon. So if he runs well and up to expectations here, it gives us the option of running in the Phenon in 2 weeks. So that's the main draw card. But, look, you know, he's only still a rated 94. He's obviously nominated for a Cox Plate, and we'd love to get him there, but he'd certainly have to, you know, lift his rating and win his way into the race.
He's been a tough galloper, though, hasn't he? He's danced every big dance for the three-year-olds. His win in the Vars last year was brilliant. He wasn't far behind him in the Victoria Derby, and then he had to plough through the mud up in Sydney in the Rose Hill Guineas and the Derby. How has he come back this time in?
Yeah, excellent. Like you say, he's had a pretty busy three-year-old campaign, but he had a good 9 weeks off after the Derby, so it was right at the start of April, so he's had a good long spell. You never know till they hit the races, but he appears to have come back good, and we're pretty happy with him.
He's a horse that looks like he was raw, and there's more improvement to come out. Do you think that this time in?
We hope so. He did a good job in the spring, and then he went good in the autumn, but in the Derby it just turned messy. He was 3 and 4 deep without cover, and up contesting for the front at the Fairs, and it was just he was never going to be in a position to finish off. He wouldn't have beat the winner, but so sort of put a line through that. But I got no doubt he's got a good race in him somewhere. Like I say, the Cox Plate's a dream, but there's plenty of money and plenty of good races elsewhere for him.
If you want to win your way into the Cox Plate and the Fee and second up, he'd need to be pretty close to his top on Saturday. What's your expectations?
He'll take improvement out of it as they all first. But you certainly don't have him screwed down, but he's forward and to be hard to beat, I think. Class will take him a long way. I don't, you know, they're not group horses in there, I don't think, by a large degree. Just having a look at the early nominations. So yeah, he'd want to be figuring in the finish regardless.
Is he a horse that you think is best suited to the 2,000, or could he get a little further in the derbies that he's tried as a three-year-old?
It's just inconclusive, I think. Sort of the run before the Derby, the last year, the Vars, he ended up having a really hard run, and he went in there a bit flat, obviously, and then in the Sydney Derby, it was just impossible to tell whether he got the trip or not, the run he had. So at this stage, I'd say, you know, 2,000 would be his go, but we're certainly not against giving him another go out over a mile and a half. Race I'm really keen to try and have a crack at is the Underwood Stakes third up over 1,800. Mm. I think that, you know, that's a nice distance for him.
Priscinian Arch is a filly who, gee, she was good behind Berkeley Square. I like the way she kept finding. What are you thinking on Saturday?
She's got to be hard to beat, just looking at the early acceptances. She's filly. She obviously got beaten by a very smart horse of that won the other day, but she was sort of, she led up first time at Sandown, and then she missed the other day. But she raced very attractively and hit the line well, so I think she'll go into the race genuine each way chance.
You got a couple of chances on the mud today. What are you expecting the track to be like at Cranbourne?
Oh, look, it's genuine. It's just a genuine wet track. The weather hasn't missed Cranbourne, and everyone knows what they're getting. So I guess if you're running there, you've got some degree of confidence your horse is going to get through it. And I think the ones that we've got racing today, that it won't worry them, the wet track.
So that's including the first start of Tani Toa. What type of three-year-old's this?
He'll get over a bit of ground, but he'll run well today. He'll weigh in, that's for sure. There's only 5 in it, but obviously there's the hot favourite in the race, but I think he will be very hard to beat. Strong one, he begins well, he's got good speed. I'm picking he'll be hard up against the fence coming around the corner, and it'll give them something to chase.
You've got Sociable in race number five, who's given a good chance in the market. And you've also got Hopkins and Flossing race seven. Who's your best today, do you think?
I think Sociable is. I think she's our best second up. But Flossing and Hopkins, they're at their mark, their benchmark 70 horses. They both get through wet tracks, and they both seldom run bad races. So, you know, they'll be getting some of it. And hopefully we can get a win somewhere on the day.
Listeners just text in asking, can you inquire about Berardino, when it kicks off and how good it might be?
Well, he's unbeaten at the moment. he's a nice horse. He's pretty raw. Not sure he'll probably be at the races end of next week, somewhere over 1,200 metres. So, he trolled up very nicely behind some nice horses on Monday at Cranbourne. So he goes all right.
We'll look out for its debut. Good on you, Trent. Good luck this weekend and today.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Michael.